Started dating the two, I wish him well helping.
Morning, everyone. We're already up to the third day for Aseres Mechiva. Third day of Tuvshin Pei Vuv. We were zoicha to spend 2 days in Shiel, b'imamlich da'ayvishte, bringing out into ourselves ad Hashem Melech, Hashem Mulach, and Hashem Yimloich Loilam Vuhet, asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to spread out His Malchus in the whole world, that everybody should know who He is. All the Yidden should know, and all the Goyim should know. Everybody, we should all realize, the biggest Chilul Hashem is when the whole world is taking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu the whole time. We're taking from Him and taking from Him. And we're using the energy, using the koyach, using the chiyas, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving to the whole world. And they're turning around the Goyim and they're saying, He doesn't even exist. Chas v'shula. It's not even Him. It all happened with a big bang. Or Chas v'shula, some other idols. It's as if a father who keeps on giving his child money and food the whole time, gives him a monthly transfer into his bank, he should have what to live off. And the father turns around, no, it's coming all by itself. He's not Maki Bechlal as a father. So gresh the bizoyin, which the goyim are doing to the Eibishter, and we're asking the Eibishter, take on for your kuvod, the seile manchu, for your kuvod, that they should know who you are. They should know not that you're giving them, but that you were the one who gave them always. The ones when they came to do things against you, they were using your energy and your koyach to go against you. I shall help us be able to use the rest of the days. This dir shashem imutzay kariyu b'yosekurev eila sori yumim shvein reshashun aliyam akipirim. These are the days when Aisha is extremely close to us, and He wants us to come closer, and He wants us to be there, and He's waiting and waiting, and even not being clever, and we're using the opportunity, and we're utilizing the time, we're utilizing this exceptional chance that we have to be able to come closer to the Eibishter, because really that's what we always want to do. Ritzoneini liris malkeini, b'mim ha'akev esoshe v'isa v'shibet malchiyas. We always want to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we have a Yetzirah, and we have the Olah, but we have what we're familiar with our world, with our daily life. And it comes this opportunity of Zeres Me'achiva, comes out the inside and the pnimius, which there is in every person, which he really wants to do. And Shulchan Aruch says that a person should be more machma Aseres Me'achiva than the whole year. Even somebody who's meikle, for example, to eat pas palta, and Aseres Me'achiva should be more machma, and they shouldn't eat pas palta. And people, we wonder, who are we trying to fool? We just spent 2 days saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know everything. What are we doing? We're putting on a show. We're going to say that we're more erlich than we really are. We have more Yerushimayim than we really have. What's this play for? Not to eat paspalta in the Aseres Me'achiva. The Be'emes is mamash vaket. Ritzoneini liris malkeini. We always want to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we always want to be close to Him. And we always want to do the best. And we always want to do as much as we can. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in this world because He wants to see how a bus of a dom is going to go and serve Him. Maluchim, He has enough in Shemayim. And we in this world, so we mulei mitnes yoynes, and we have a Yetzirah who tells us every day and every minute of the day, do this and do that, and don't do this mitzvah and don't do that mitzvah. And we are in a constant battle and a constant struggle. But on Aseres Me'achiva, we try a bit more, and we go an extra mile. We show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's who we really are. The whole year we're putting on a play. The whole year. We're not doing as much as who we really are. We're being pushed and beaten and downtrodden by Yetzer Hara. Sometimes get the better of us. We can't always do extra, because if we do more and we do extra, sometimes we lose it all. If people try to jump to high madrigas and they're up to, and then sometimes everything falls down. It comes like a pack of cards. But in Seretz Meitshiva, we have this koyach, and we tell the Eibush that this is who we are. We're people who don't eat paspalta, we're people who are more elech, we're people who are more careful how we speak to each other. We're people more elech in our dinim muminas, we're people who are more elech in our kavuna, we're more elech in our kriyas itim la Torah. We're people who are going to be more careful what we see, and where we go, and what we look at, and how we do our business, and who we talk to, and how we talk to them. That's who we really are. Heard once a beautiful word from the Biyana Rebbe Shlita. The Gemara says that a person should not lie down on a mito aramis, on a goyshe bed. The Gemara says a person shouldn't lie down on a goyshe bed. The Gemara has three pshutim. What does it mean to lie down on a goyshe bed, to sit on a goyshe bed? One of the explanations in the Gemara is one shouldn't go and lie down, go to sleep without saying Krishma Sha'ala mito. If somebody goes to bed without saying Shema, it's as if he went in a goyshe bed. We say Shema before we go to bed, and we ask Hashem to be a Shoimer. Shoimer is Am Yisrael. He asks us to heat us up. This is a Yiddish bed. What does a Yid do before he goes to sleep? This was the Rebbe talking. Vayim is a Duma Pushet. What does a Yid do before he goes to sleep? He makes a Cheshbon HaNefesh. How did my day go through? What, from the minute I got up until the minute I'm going to sleep? Thinks through his day, what did I do which I could have done better? What did I do maybe which I shouldn't have done? And it's mekabel on himself, tomorrow I'm going to be better. This is Ayid, we said it says in Aluch and Anseres Meitshiva, a person should be makbid not to eat past palta, not to eat goyshe bread. If the Gemara says that a goyshe bed is a bed which we go and lie down in without making a cheshbon hanefesh, without saying krishma, then a goyshe bread, you could say on the same theme, is eating a seder without making a cheshbon hanefesh. The whole year we make once a day a cheshbon hanefesh. It's not always a good idea to make a cheshbon hanefesh in the middle of the day, because a person can get depressed, can get sebrochen, it can sometimes pull him down from doing his Torah mitzvahs further. But before he goes to sleep at night, it's not a problem. But Seretz Meitshiva, we try not to eat past palta. That means we try not to eat the seder without making a cheshbon hanefesh beforehand. Because at Seretz Meitshiva, we have to be on the front lines. We have to be on the battlefield, and we have to be constantly looking and checking ourselves. It's not enough just to check in once a day, but we have to check in a few times a day. It means that we should be zoicha to be shov, come back to the Eibishter like we really want to. Somebody told me last week a beautiful mushel. We're talking about the Eibishter, we say Kedalim and Chirushim, the fact that we're knocking on your door like Kedalim and Chirushim, like people who have nothing, poor people. We know that we could have done better, but we also know that we've done, Baruch Hashem, lots of mitzvahs and masim tovim. A person turns around to himself and says, I didn't do anything the last year, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this year I'm going to do better. There's not much chance of him succeeding. I heard this from Rav Tovia Weiss, the Gavin in Yishlaim, the Chatzadik Levrucha. He said once that before it comes to Aseres Meitshiva, when it comes to Aseres Meitshiva, it comes to the Shoshuna, it comes to Yom Neiruim, we shouldn't turn around and say, I did nothing the past year good, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this year I'm going to do good. You're pulling yourself down. And if you pull yourself down, there's not much chance of you succeeding. I have to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Heilige Bashefa, I learned a lot of Torah this past year. I davened many times this past year. I did lots of chesed this past year. I was very careful with my Shmir Salushin this past year, my Shmir Sinai this past year. I went out my way to help others. But I know, according to the koichas that you gave me, according to the capabilities that you blessed me with, according to the koichas ha-nefesh, I didn't do how much I was meant to do. And of day in Beitich Techibah, and that's why I'm asking you for forgiveness. Slach mechal lecholavoy nuseini. And you should know this year, I'm going to make a cheshbon of the things which I tripped up on. I'm going to make a cheshbon on these things which made me stumble. And I'm going to try harder. And I'm going to put more guards in place. I'm going to put more shmiris in place. In order that I should be able to get to where I'm meant to get. So how can we say to the Eibishter, Kedalim and Chirushim, the fact that the Losecha, that's what Ayid told me last week. I don't have so many mitzvahs, but kedalim mecherushim means I have nothing. Somebody walks down the street, and by mistake, you walk past a little child, and without realizing, bumped into them, and the child fell down on the floor. So v'shtaitzach, we say sorry, we feel very bad, and make sure the child's okay, and we say sorry, and then we can move on. But if the person we walk past to wasn't a child, it was a grown-up, and we sent a grown-up flying by mistake, can't just say, I'm so sorry, and we move on. Automatically, we feel much more bad, we're much more careful, and we say, with a much more of a bigger achnua, I'm so sorry, I hope you're okay, I really didn't mean it, I really apologize. But if we go down the street, and Nebuch, somebody bashed down his maggot shear, his roof from his shield, imagine the bishus. It wouldn't be enough just to say, I'm sorry. And if it wasn't just his Rebbe, but it was his Melech, who walked down the street and he bashed down his king, there'd be no two things about it. Yes, sorry, you're not sorry. Off with his head. I'm worried about Malchus. You didn't mean it, you didn't do it. It doesn't help just to say, I'm sorry. And what do we say to the Melech, Malche, Amluchim, Akudish, Buruchi? You're right, it was a mistake. You're right, it wasn't according to me. Never chas v'shulam ever meant to do something against your roots in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, but by mistake, we bashed HaKadosh Baruch Hu down. We can just say, Slachem Echal. Just say, I'm so sorry. Didn't mean it. I'll move on. Everybody realizes and internalizes it's impossible to say such a thing. And we turn out HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we know we did good things. But the things which we didn't do good, according to how great you are, and according to how klein we are, is kedalim mecherushim the fact that the lusechu, we mamish feel penniless, we feel like we have nothing. It's not a steer to what we said before, we still got to realize that we did good things. But it's kedalim mecherushim the fact that the lusechu, we ask Kodesh Baruch Hu, we really, really didn't mean it. And we will zanun tzadir, and we will haimkimen, and we want to be better children to you, we want to be better avudim to you. Like we said in Rosh Hashanah so many times, Im Kavunim, Im Kavudim, we want to be Bunim Atem Lashem Elekeichem, we want to be Tair Kindelech and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we always want to do His Rutzen. And that's the benefit which Klal Yisrael have over when somebody walks down the street and Chas V'Shulam he knocks down a king. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Taka Malkeini, but He's also Avini. That's what we keep on saying in Seretz Meitshiva the whole time, Avini Malkeini, our Father, our King. And if somebody's father, if somebody's king, if the king is his father, then the relationship is completely different. Avada is still a Merida B'Malchus, so somebody knocked down the king. But the Rachmunus, the Kerachim of Albunim, is a completely different level. We tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avini Malkeini. And by definition, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my king and he's my father, that together equals that I'm a prince. Because if he's my father and he's my king, then it must be I am a prince. I'm a Ben Melech. And we have the koichas of being a Ben Melech. And maybe that's why we use this lushan the whole time. Because we're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu we're B'nai Meluchim. And we hope and we want and we want to be treated like B'nai Meluchim. Not always if a Ben Melech doesn't do what's right, does he get punished straight away. We want to be treated, pushed like princes, because who we are, the etzem ahis of us as a prince, without being looked at of what we've done and how we've done it. The Gemara Tana tells us that there was a drought, there was no rain, and they made a yom tefillah. And one of the tenuim went see to the umet, who was the chazan, and he davened, and the tefillah never came, and the rain never came. So the Chachumim sent Rabbi Akiva, and he should daven. And Rabbi Akiva said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avini Malkeini, please make it rain. And it started to rain straight away. This was the Koich HaTfil of Avini Malkeini. Why did Rabbi Akiva say this Avini Malkeini Tfilah? Maybe because we know there's a machloikas in the Gemurah. Certain haluchas and Hilchos Shabbos and other haluchas, and Rabbi Akiva paskens kol b'nei Yisroel b'nei meluchim hein. Rabbi Akiva is the one who paskens that all Yidden are b'nei meluchim. If Rabbi Kiva paskins that we're b'nei meluchim, then he can turn out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he can say a tefillah of Vini Malkeini, our father, our king, because he's a ben melech. And he's a, if we're b'nei meluchim, Kol Yisroel b'nei meluchim, so we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vini Malkeini, help us Tata, forgive us Tata, we didn't want to do anything bad. There was a Yid, he lived in Yerushalayim, he came up from Russia. It's a very, very chushev Yid. He lived in Yerushalayim about 100 years ago. It was called Menuchem Yasser. The winds of communism were blowing across Russia. Maybe it was less than 100 years ago, the Fidel Khajm. And his tyrant son got caught up in the Riach of communism. And Nebuch, he left everything, Torah and Mitzvahs, and he didn't behave like a Yid at all anymore. And that's how it was for many, many, many years. His whole life was like that. Baruch Hashem is einik lecharedi of being choyze b'tshiva. So Rav Nochum Yasser once said, imagine once out here and knock on my door. I open up the door and I see my son standing there. He looks exactly as he looked until today. He doesn't look like a Yid. He has his Goyshe clothes on, with no kapel, no simon of Yiddishkeit at all. And he looks at me and he says, Tati, I want to come home. Do you think, for 1 second, I would think, oh, he doesn't look Yiddish? Do you think for 1 second I would think, oh, how did he behave till today? Do you think for 1 second I would think, what agmas nefesh did he give me for so many years? I would just encircle him with such an embrace. I would give him such a hug. And everything would melt away. When we come to the Eibishter, and we tell the Eibishter, I want to come home. I really want it. And the Eibishter Kibyuchel melts away from his wonderful love which he has to his Tyre Kindelach. And he says, my Tyre Kind, you want to come home? Come home. And he gives us a hug. And he gives us an embrace. He loves us so much. That's the whole year. When we come knocking on the Eibishter's door and we say, Tati, I want to come home. But in Elul, Koil doibi doifek pischili achoisi rayosi yoinusi samosi. The Eibishter knocks on our door. The tables are turned. And the Eibishter knocks on our door and he says, please open up the door. I want to hug you. All you have to say is, I'm coming home. Aseris mei tshiva. Dirish Hashem b'yimutzoi. Kori b'yoisei kurev. There's no door. It's all open. There's no hefzik between the father and the son. It's all there. All we have to do is step through the open doorway. All we have to do is take that one step. Somebody does a pischili pischil shel machat, and you pesach lechem pischil shel ilam. Just show that you really mean it. Maybe the lushen is pischil shel machat with a needle. A needle hole is very small, but it hurts to get punched through with a needle. We actually have to give ourselves that little prick. We have to give ourselves that little shtip, something which really kitzels us, something which really gets deep inside of us. A small tiny thing, but something inside of us that we know, that's what I really need to do. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the door's wide open, kepischa shel ilam, massive open wide doors, just walk through. Yom Kippur, Ne'ila, Atanoisin Yad Lepoishim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is already standing with the arms out, just waiting for us to walk in between them, in order that he can enclose them, and give us that hug, and give us that embrace. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to come back to him. And we want to come back to him also. So what is getting in the way? All it takes is a little bit of effort. And more than the effort, it's a decision. This is what I want to do. Once we come back to the Eibishter, maybe that's pshat the Epsarem is in davening. It says, Shveini Hashem Eilecho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take me home, take me back. I want to come to you. And that's us knocking on his door and say, we want to come home. The next thing is, we look in not such a good state. We haven't been doing the best things. This son of his, Reb Luchan, wasn't doing the best things for many, many years. Slachluni yovini ki chatuni, mechaluni malkeini ki vashuni. Please wipe us clean. Please clean us that we can look like normal people. And you should know, Tata, when I come back to you, do you know where I've come from? I've come from the street. Do you know how difficult it was there for me? Do you know how many people started up with me over there? Reino vonyeni, verivo riveni. I left behind so many people who are fighting with me, who are angry with me. Please fight my battle for me. I'm your son. You know how much I suffered over there? How ill I was? Refo'eini Hashem and Eirufei. Make us better. Heal us. Because we can't do without you. And a little bit of pocket money also, Tata. Buruch Oleini Hashem Elekeini is Ashuna Azuz. Because without that we can't manage. Once we come back to the Eibishter, and once the Eibishter embraces us, we have the liberty, and we take the chitzpah for his kaseso, to turn out to the Eibishter, not enough, did I not do what I was meant to do? But, please give me, heal me, wipe me clean, give me everything, give me parnusa, give me gezint, give me nachas man a kinderlach. The famous niggun from the Heilige Bedit Shivaruv, the tzaddikim, tried to mention his name, and at this time of the year, as much as possible, because it was Hasani Goyron Shal Yisroel. And Bedich Veruv said to the Eibishter, I'll make a deal with you in Rizhen, in Bian, and other places. After Ne'ila, on Yom Kippur by night, when whole base medrash together sings the Nigan of Ribbono Shel Olam, from the Machan Abayt, it's a Nigan of the Eilige Bedich Veruv. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to do a deal with you. I'm a good dealer, I know how to do good deals. I'll give you all the avoinos, chatuim, and pshuim, and you'll give me slicha, mechila, and kapura. We'll make a swap. It's a fair deal, right? So I could say, B'dit Shavu said to Eibishter, it's a fair deal, it's not a fair deal. Doesn't yet equal out. You still owe us on top of that. Bunei, chaye, mezoine. We're asking you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just to give us slicha, mechila, and kapura for our avoiros, but to give us bunei, chaye, mezoine, revichel also. Shiva, sometimes you think, is a big bear. This massive work which you have in front of us. How on earth are we going to manage? But then we know the Gemara Paskins, Nalucha, Harei, At, Mekadesh, Amnos, Shani, Tzadik, Gumer. Somebody's Mekadesh, a lady, and he says, on condition, I'm a Tzadik, Gumer. Harei, He, Mekadesh, Shema, Hira, Bet, Shiva. She's Mekadesh because maybe he did Shiva, maybe he had a thought of Shiva. We see clearly from the Gemara that with one thought is tshiva. One thought is what Mamakayim, as the Rambam says, Harei nepech le'ish acher. He's a completely new person, he's a different person, he's not the same person at all who was there a minute ago. He's a tzaddik gumer. There was a ship going down the ocean, and it broke out a storm, and they threw it off course. And for a long time the ship was being thrown around. Finally, the waves subsided, and the skies cleared, and the captain of the ship makes a cheshvan where he is. He realized he's 100 miles off course, and he's facing in the wrong direction. He's facing east, he's meant to be facing west. The captain has to do two things. Number one, he has to turn the ship around. Because if he puts the engine on, and he's going to move fast, but if he's facing the wrong direction, he's just going to end up going further away. First he has to turn the ship around. And then, there's a long journey for him to catch up all the places where all the miles and miles that he got driven off course. Shiva is two parts. Shiva is Shema here, but Shiva is this decision. I'm turning my ship around. I'm driving down the M1 and I realize I'm on the way to London. I'm meant to be on the way to Manchester. The first thing is turn the car around. We're turning around, telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm headed to you. I took a cheshvan of where I'm up to in my life, and I realized I wasn't heading in the right direction every point which I'm doing, and I'm turning my car around. I'm turning my life around, and I'm changing myself, and I want to head to you. You're right, I've got a long way to go. And that's what the Eitzur is going to jump on and say, you've got a long way to go, you're a goner. waste of time. Who are you fooling? You're the same person that you were a minute ago. He has the story completely wrong. I'm in the same spot where I was a minute ago, but I've changed my direction. I've changed my boat around. I've turned the car around. And I'm heading now in the correct direction. And now we start to work. And we don't go 100 miles in one go. We don't go as fast as we can, because then the engine breaks. We go very slowly, and we take a kabula, enocha kabula, and something tiny, something which hopefully we do it for a certain amount of time, it becomes part of our normal daily routine. And then we can take on another tiny thing to get another little thing in our daily routine. But that is what shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I really turned my car around, because I've started to drive in the right direction. Just to finish off, Sunday, Mitzvah Hashem, is the Yutzah from the Shkola Zayde. He's one of the greatest Chassidish Tzadikim, one of the big Rebbes. He was known, he was called the Shkola Zayde, because he was a Zuken Mulei Rachmim. He has such Rachmunus on Eden. There's some places, some Kehillahs, they try to say Tashlich on Vuv Tishri, because they should be Zoycha to say Tashlich on the day of the Shkola Zayde's Yutzah. Shkola Zayde said a very stark vort, which we can't say it, but we can say over his vort. There's a machloikus, there's an argument going on between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisroel. Hashiveini Hashem Eilecho v'noshiva. We are telling the Eibishter, Hashiveini Hashem Eilecho, bring us back to you, v'noshiva, and we'll come. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Oshiva Eilai. You start coming to me, and I'll come to you. We have a problem. We have this disagreement. Like very often in life, who's going to take the first step? Sometimes one has a disagreement with a friend. Everyone's happy to be moichel the other, as long as the other person takes the first step. That's why I said, it's a good idea to think through if there's anybody over there who we're waiting for him to take the first step. And we go over and we take that first step, even if we were completely right. Once we take that little step, all of a sudden everything goes down, everything gets wiped away, and everyone's happy with each other again. Very often it's like that. And we're turning around to the Eibishter, we're telling him, you start, and then we'll come. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you start doing tshuva, and then I'll come to you. I promise you that Yidden are not going to take the first step. So if we're not going to give him any way, so what are you waiting for? You take the first step. You take us to you, and we'll follow you, and we'll come. The Heilige Rishonot gezucht of this world, Shvala Zayde was saying something which we deserve. Bris Ben Absurim, Avraham Avinu was told by the Groyser Bashefer, Arba Meir Shuna, 400 years your children are going to be in Gulas. The Yidden hadn't even been born yet, and in order for them to do an Aveira, for them to be sent into Gulas. And they were passing on them Gulas before they did any Aveiras. So, Oy Bazoi, Heilige Bashefer, we ask you to take us out of the Gulas before we do Tshiva also. Just like we were goyzer gevein of us to go into Gulas before we did the Aveiras. That's what the Shpola Zayde was saying. We asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take us out, and you do the first step to take us out of us doing tshiva, even before we start doing the tshiva. We ask for ge'ilah. Umemenei chato'eini, golini me'artzeini, which we said by Misef, and we're going to say it now many times this month. Because of our Aveiras, we went into Gulas. The Heilige Rishonah said we can translate it. Umepenei is like a lushan of lifnei. Before we did a virus, Golini Marzaini, we were already goyzer to go into Gulas. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help. That was all history. But who hasn't seen our Kodesh Baruch Hu already took the first step? There's Doir of Bnei Tshiva, of Balei Tshiva, which has been happening for so many years already. Our Kodesh Baruch Hu has brought back thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of Yidden who are running back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all of us included, the Firma Yidden versteht sich, and we're all there, we're running back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hugging us, and it's bringing us back. Rabbi Yehuda Rebbe said 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, he said such an allusion. Mashiach is standing by the door, and the door is open. And all we're waiting for him is also to take that step and come through the door. We should be zoicha, the koyach of us taking our step, come closer to the Eibishter, walking through the Eibishter's door. We should be ma'oire, the Eibishter should send Mashiach, should take that step and also walk through the open door. Zal zoicha zan, zal gemach, sima, toive, luni, vechal, yisru, umay.